now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, for CITR 101.9 FM, live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. My God, what a late start today. Please forgive me. Oh, the traffic outside was just horrendous. The date today is February 3rd, fresh into a new month, and unfortunately, even with the passing of January, the rain still doesn't seem to be going anywhere. But one can hope, of course. And hopefully the rain will stop this time next month. This past Monday was February 1st this year. The Lunar New Year is on February 8th. Monday is what we call in China Xiao Nian, which means pretty much little year, referring to when it's exactly a week away from New Year, according to the lunar calendar, marked by the consumption of dumplings and other amazing foods. So, with that aside, the first track of the day, Taiwanese pop diva Jolin Tsai is here once again bringing back an old favorite of mine called Mi Huan, or Fantasy. It was released on her 2012 album, Muse, the first album to feature her highly EDM-influenced sound, and Fantasy, to put it simply, it's a very polished and a powerful track, and while the instrumentation is subdued, it carries this this sort of otherworldly quality, makes it sound like it's something out of a fiction. It's got a very strong sound, but not so loud and powerful that it almost seems to overwhelm the hearing, the audio senses, and it's subdued enough, just enough to create that that trance sort of feel, to make the images described by the song a little more vivid. The song's lyrics describe a world, a judgment-free world, one where people are completely free to do what they wish, no matter their background or origin, to love and express themselves as they please. To put it simply, it's a paradise, another world, like the perfect Garden of Eden. Everyone is happy, no barriers exist. And a lot of Jolin's songs deal with this topic, loving who you wish, free from the biased, judgmental gaze of others. Visually, the music video and concept for the song, they're both stunning, if not a little bit too bright, a little bit too colorful. So I do recommend you check it out, though. That's a first on Asian Wave 101.
Drive.
That was Jolin Tsai with Fantasy, an absolute favorite of mine. Jolin has grown from that singer-dancer idol to one of the most daring and edgy artists active in Chinese music right now. Once again, you are listening to Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm very sorry for such a late start tonight, but again, traffic was absolutely horrible. I have to keep that in mind for next time. And next up from South Korea, a song I played once before but didn't get to talk about in depth. It's by Chancellor and Bumkey, and it's called Son Iga. Chancellor, formerly known as Chance, part of R&B trio One Way, and he's been working solo since 2011, and he's also a part of the very famous music production team, a double sidekick. Now, Bumkey, of course, is Bumkey, one of Korea's most well-known R&B artists, recognizable from that distinct light tenor singing voice. Now, the song's title means two hands or my hands go, and it tells a story about a certain something. Hands that keep drifting towards it, and for some reason, these two can't seem to keep their hands off. And it could be interpreted in different ways, but ultimately, they cannot stay away from the music. They can't keep their hands off the music. Now, I made an appearance on Soul Sandwich 2 weeks ago to share this song with Rohit and Ola and their listeners, and this song overall is just very slick, smooth, and catchy, and it's a tribute to the late J Dilla. Let's check it out. Chancellor and Bumkey with Son Iga.
Don't you define why my hands go wild? Not
That was Chancellor and Bum Key with Son E Ga, Two Hands, My Hands Go, a tribute to J Dilla. Chancellor will be releasing his first full-length studio album soon. Keep an eye out for that. Next up, Unpretty Rap Star here once again on CITR 101.9 FM. It's been a while since the second season of the glorious mess known as Unpretty Rap Star ended. Just like the previous season, a compilation album of all the tracks released over the season was released at the end, and one contestant this season was Hyorin of Korean girl group Sistar. She had one rather interesting track called Money, and it was featuring Jay Park and Jiguin, one of the members of Team AOMG from Show Me the Money 4, produced by Cha Cha Malone, longtime friend and frequent collaborator of Jay Park himself. Quite simple. There's no time for love and relationships. I gotta make that paper. Hyorin wrote her own lyrics, which is mostly unheard of for idols, and she sings the bridge, and she's referred to as Sistar's talent, and you can interpret that however way you wish. That's coming up next. Hyorin with Money featuring Jay Park and Jiguin.
Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Thursday, February 25th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. There's also free admission.
Are you interested in human rights and social justice? Come check out Amnesty International UBC. We fight to stop human rights violations all over the world, including here in Canada. Our club hosts letter writing sessions, social events, documentary nights, bar fundraisers, and current events discussions on a bi-weekly basis. So keep your ears open and check out our Amnesty International UBC Facebook page for more information. We look forward to promoting human rights with you.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, CITR 101.9 FM. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening once again, of course, Asian Wave 101. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Very sorry we had a late start today, but let's just keep this rolling. Right before the break, we heard Unpretty rap star Hyorin featuring Jay Park and Jiguin. Now, coming up next is Lee Hong with Wang Lee Hong. The Taiwanese-American megastar is here once again after a very, very long time with a song from 2008, Heartbeat or Xin Tiao in Mandarin. Very somber, melancholic song dealing with the subject of really losing that special someone who seems to take your heart away when they leave, and just they leave you with that empty feeling inside where your heart, where it should be. And just very sad, but still a very soothing song. Contains a hint of R&B with some rock influences. Very easy on the ears. So I want to pose a question to you while listening to this song. Can you feel the emotion that he's trying to communicate? That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101. And after that, it's Alan with Hymn of Tomorrow.
Thank you.
That was Wang Lihong with Heartbeat, and right after that was Alan with Hymn of Tomorrow. Now, the last song that you heard was in Japanese. Alan, born Alan Tawadoma in Tibet, originally debuted in Japan under Avex before debuting as a Mandarin music singer in China. And the song itself is, it's very Chinese. A lot of traditional Chinese instrumental influences. The melody follows a familiar sort of rustic progression, and it really showcases her ability to sing in a traditional Tibetan wail, where she held and sustained those amazing high notes. And the only thing Japanese really about this song was the language. It's more of a hybrid song, and it's more what she was known for when she was singing in Japan too. So now it is once again that time of the week where we check out some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It's Asian Entertainment News. Now, first up from Korea, girl group 4MINUTE's continued activities rely on sales of new album. Now, the Korean girl group held a showcase for their new EP, Act 7, on February 1st. This year, their contract with their label Cube Entertainment will expire, and contract renewal is currently up in the air. The members of the group have said that due to the intense recording process, none of them have really thought about re-signing with Cube. 4MINUTE leader Nam Ji-hyun says, "This album's success will have a huge impact on whether or not our members will re-sign a contract. That's why we're working on meetings with the company. This album has to do well so that we can do well." Their new album features the lead single Hate, produced by DJ Skrillex. So that's a little something interesting. Really gets you thinking about what really is the thinking process behind this. Next up, I call it Man, I'm Excited News. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2 will be released February 19th. In an article posted on CRI.CN, it was revealed that the final trailer prior to the official premiere of the movie was released. The film was originally slated for an August 2015 release before being postponed until February this year. The film stars Donnie Yen and Michelle Yeoh in the main roles. Donnie was confirmed to be playing Silent Wolf in 2013, opposite Michelle Yeoh, reprising her role from the first film released in 2000. Zhang Ziyi, who was a cast member in the 2000 film, was rumored to be in talks to reprise her role. However, her agent has stated that she would only return if Ang Lee would be directing again. However, the film is instead being directed by Yuan Wu-ping. The film will be released simultaneously on Netflix and select IMAX theaters. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2 also features some overseas talent, with Harry Shum Jr. of Glee fame and Jason Scott Lee in supporting roles. So I say that I am excited for this because Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was one of those defining movies in Chinese cinema. And it was one of the films that really kind of solidified Ang Lee as being this amazing, talented director and kind of just someone who really, really is great at conveying and reflecting kind of the human emotion aspect of these films that he's directed. So when I first saw Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, the first film, I was perhaps 7 or 8 years old, so I am going to have to go back and review that film before I watch this second one. I may even get Netflix. I know I'm a horrible human being. I don't have Netflix yet. I may even get Netflix just to watch this film. So that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week when we have some more news and some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we got more music, starting with our Canadian Artist of the Week. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Six to 7 p.m. with your host Jed, as he starts off with some serene, chill tracks at the beginning and slowly builds to the insanest face melters of all time. Crescendo will take you on a musical magic carpet ride that you couldn't imagine in your wildest dreams.
back here live on Asian Wave 101. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM live in the city of Vancouver from unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. So now that we're back from the break, we're going to kick it into some more music. And to start us off, we have our Canadian artist of the week, Toronto-based hip-hop artist Jay Rise, with two songs. First one, Me and My People, from his Make It Happen EP released in 2013. Now, this one is really just about that crew love, how being around the people that builds you up kind of motivates you to keep going further. And then the second one is from his 2014 mixtape called Feeling Like. So we're going to check out one, and then we're going to check out the other one, and then we're just going to listen to how his style has really progressed, but how his musical output has really just remained solid. He's still the same talented hip-hop artist that everyone first listened to way back when I can't even remember anymore. So let's check it out. Jay Rise with Me and My People.
Yeah. You wanna do something, you gotta do it yourself and make it happen. Makers. Let me tell y'all what Makers is. We ain't a group, but we better than these rap crews. Ain't it a bitch? We killing y'all, no threatening. We repping with all the people that make it happen. Pay dues, no ignorance, we all equal. Respect the things that made you. I'm all in, no half-ass, cause I'm trying to be more excellent. That girl there, she a badass. She over here, she representing. No fake friends, but sometimes it's hard to tell who's genuine. Y'all fraudulent, trying to take me down and take my money, embezzling. Been on my grizzly, put on for the city. Give me the loot like it was no biggie. I'm getting jiggy, the music's what I live, rapping the Makers. I move it with a click. When I spit it, I'm too sick with the shit. Motherfucker, I do up with the hit, dropping it like it's hot stew. Know what it is.
I dedicate this for my people, surrounded by the greatest. For everything we've been through, and we know we gon' make it. The suckers gon' hate it, they gon' have to face it. We rising to the top, and we know we gon' make it. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Surrounded by the greatest, and we moving like a covenant.
Killing this shit, rest the beast of the beat. We all gotta hustle and eat on the streets. There used to be moments when I'm feeling bleak, but now I'm just winning, increasing the streak. Changing the flow up and learning techniques and working the sound. I keep it unique, no need to critique it and ask you to speak. Now close to my peak and I'm making some tweaks. Yeah, I'm making some changes. Plaque influence me. You wanna be famous, stop the foolery. I was intrigued, hip-hop and jewelry. As you can see what hip-hop would do to me. Living my life, it all just drew to me. Picked up the mic and murdered the music scene. Ranks, I'm trying to be above the list. I came up from those days when Jim battling on 106. Thanks to all the fuck haters that doubted me. And look, mom, in Europe, I hope y'all are proud of me.
I dedicate this for my people, surrounded by the greatest. For everything we've been through, and we know we gon' make it. The suckers gon' hate it, they gon' have to face it. We rising to the top, and we know we gon' make it. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Surrounded by the greatest, and we moving like a covenant. I dedicate this for my people, surrounded by the greatest. For everything we've been through, and we know we gon' make it. The suckers gon' hate it, they gon' have to face it. We rising to the top, and we know we gon' make it. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Surrounded by the greatest, and we moving like a covenant.
You just gotta be confident in yourself. And whatever you're doing, you gotta give it your all. Be grateful.
I'ma live like I only got a day to live. Day to live. Giving my all, I'ma get it in. Spend money like I just forgot to pay the rent. I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. Yeah, I'm feeling like, yeah, yeah, I'm feeling like, yeah, yeah, I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. Yeah, I'm feeling like, yeah, yeah, I'm feeling like, yeah, yeah, I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in.
I'm feeling like the man of the year, ho, ho. Shining at the top like a chandelier, ho, ho. Can't get the best of me, nah, you ain't stressing me. Having deja vu, they all see success in me. Damn, I might have figured out the recipe. Kept it real so the real people got respect for me. Nah, 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 it's not an understatement. My confidence up, feeling like the fucking greatest. What did I do to make it this far? Looking back at the past, I was cool. It's not, I put a lot of thought to my
wanna make it, shit, the whole team's included. Yeah, yeah, I do it. I'ma live like I only got a day to live. Day to live. Give it my own, I'ma get it in. Spend money like I just forgot to pay the rent. I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. Yeah, I'm feeling like it. Yeah, I'm feeling like it. Yeah, I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. The club, the whole team round me. Look for the lights and the bottles, that's where you'll find me. Broke up with a man, shawty wanna rebound me. We in the backseat, riding around these H-Town streets. And we swaying to the left, change lanes to the right. She wanna stay for the night, make a change to her life. One look in your eyes and I'll see what you're up to. Don't look so surprised when I tell you to come through. Shout out to the West Side girls with them fake titties. Never had to buy a drink cause her face pretty. Another world full of hoes, bottlers and shot collars. Party bitches with sugar daddies who got dollars. Hustlers will be celebrating the hard working. The new generation hoes be practicing twerking. Shit, I'm just trying to get it by any means. I'm building for longevity, chasing after my dreams. I'ma live like I only got a day to live. Day to live. Give it my own, I'ma get it in. Spend money like I just forgot to pay the rent. I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. Yeah, I'm feeling like it. Yeah, I'm feeling like it. Yeah, I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in. Yeah, I'm feeling like it. Yeah, I'm feeling like it. Yeah, I'm feeling like the shit when I'm stepping in.
That was J-Rise with Me and My People celebrating crew love. And then right after that was Feeling Like, just celebrating, having a good time. Now, the second one was actually very reminiscent of the old West Coast sound. It had a little bit of a hint of G-Funk music that Dr. Dre, of course, is popular for creating. And overall, it's just, if you have listened to J-Rise for a very long time, you would have noticed that his flow and his lyrical writing ability have progressed a whole lot, and every single day is a new day where he can try new things and really just continue working on his craft. So if you are into the sort of sound that he was putting out there, then definitely go and check out some more of his music on his social media, SoundCloud, YouTube, all of that, and of course support great Canadian artists in the name of CITR 101.9 FM, showing love to our fellow Canadians out there on the grind. So next up, we're going to throw this back over to the East Asian stuff, the stuff that dominates the playlist on a weekly basis. Now, this song is from South Korea by a group called G-Friend, and the song is called Rough. And because the members of this group are all still relatively young, the kind of image that they portray is being very, very cute, very pure, very innocent sort of vibe. And in a way, it's kind of endearing, as you could say. And for this song, the song Rough, they've actually, in terms of musical composition, it's actually a very big step up from their debut. And it's a lot more upbeat than it's about as upbeat as any Korean pop song goes. But the thing about this one is that it's actually nothing groundbreaking, but it's still an improvement, just to say the least. It's hard to describe the sort of thing because, again, something, the sort of innocent, pure, girly sort of image is very much a staple of Korean music. It's something that you hear a whole lot. But let's check this one out, and we'll see how it goes from here. That's coming up next, G-Friend with Rough.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was G-Friend with Rough. Just something very girlish, very innocent, and very cute. Oddly endearing, once again. A very big step up from their previous musical work, composed by a production duo called Iggy and Yongbae. So go and check out some more of them. And that will actually take us into the last song of the day. Now, coming up next after Asian Wave 101, it is your weekly arts report. The crew is coming in here once again to talk about some of the latest happenings in the arts scene. So if you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news, then of course, feel free to send me a message. I want to hear from you. Once again, asianwave101@gmail.com. So the song to play us out is by Alien Huang from Taiwan, and the song is called 我朋友, or My Friends. And it's in a very simple pop rock sort of style. And in essence, it's talking about how having good friends and just being happy and enjoying those moments together are really what matter in the world. And frankly, I honestly cannot agree more. So that will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101, live on CITR 101.9 FM in the city of Vancouver from unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. I know it's a rather short show and I had to power through this. Again, I will do my best to appear on time in the future. So until next time, everybody, take care. Alien Huang with My Friends to play us out.
Go! Welcome to the Arts Report on CITR 101.9 FM. Today is February the 3rd, 2016. It is currently